of mail, indeed. We've got email from you.
Answer your phone.
There's some we cannot read.
You stupid bunch of...
Some say our show should be admired. And others say we should die in a fire. We've got email from you. We've got email from you.
Alrighty, let's dig into the first one. Actually, it's a very good letter. Heather writes to us. Heather says, gentlemen, my birthday was last week, and so to treat myself, I got a two-hour massage at a fancy spa. Way to go. Two hours.
Wow,
that's a lot.
It is.
Usually, I can go an hour, but oof. Okay, anyway, she says, I tried to be quiet during the whole thing because I wanted to relax, of course, but the woman massaging me, not so much. She kept telling me about her financial problems and her husband's medical issues. It totally depressed me and ruined the massage and my birthday. So I left her a bad tip. Was this woman trying to get more money out of me? Should I complain about her? Well, no, but I can certainly understand the frustration.
I think the owners of the spa would like to know if I'm getting a massage, I don't want the person to talk at all.
Okay, now see, that's the thing I was going to go. Am I the only one?
No.
I agree with Heather. I don't want to be talked to either.
Right. I go into a zone, man.
You can almost drift off and
right.
go to sleep, and
yeah.
it's awesome. Some years back, I had a back problem, and part of the therapy was went to get a therapeutic massage, I think like about every 2 weeks. And it was wonderful, except the massage therapist would not shut her pie hole. And it was horrible.
You have to find a different one. I know there are men listening to the show this morning that would never even consider going to get a massage.
Why?
Well, because they just don't think it's manly. You don't know what you're missing, man.
I got news for you.
Yeah.
They don't think it's manly. You get a hot chick to rub you down for like an hour. And it's relaxed.
We're not talking
dude, it's
about
awful.
Those kind of massages
no,
that,
I know
in
that.
Florida.
I know that, but it's still wonderful. Yeah,
yeah,
heck yeah. There ain't nothing wrong. Listen, my dad used to go get a massage and by this huge Swedish guy. And it's like, no, that completely turns me off. Some guy, you know, all oiled up. It's like guy on guy. No. But a female massage therapist, absolutely. And here's the nice thing. The missus, she's okay with it.
Well, sure.
You know, that's the only chance you're going to have for another woman.
Because they go as well.
Huh?
Because they go as well.
Well, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Your wife will go
absolutely.
As well, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Jenny writes to us, and she says, gentlemen, my boyfriend is definitely the athletic type. He works out all the time. But I'm starting to wonder if deep down he's actually a nerd. I just found out that he loves going to Renaissance fairs. Whenever one is within a few hours' drive, he and his friends are there, dressed in their weird medieval clothing. And now he wants me to go with him. We've only been going out a few months. Should I be worried? What else may I find out about him?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you know, there's really nothing wrong with doing that, except if you wear the clothing. I would, you know, if you want to go take a weekend and go to something like that, that's
yeah.
fine. But to wear the clothing, it's like going to Comic-Con and wearing your Stormtrooper outfit, you know?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, come on.
There's nothing wrong with that.
If you're gonna complain about the Renaissance Fair folks, you need to complain about the Comic-Con folks, too.
Are you saying that you would be upset if you and I went to a Comic-Con event and I wore my Princess Leia gold bikini?
I would be very upset.
Mm.
We had the commercial yesterday about the guy getting his back waxed. You'd have to do that in order to wear that costume.
You promised not to say anything. Okay, so listen, Jenny, no, it's not a bad thing to worry about. So what if he goes and he gets out? You know what he wants, Jenny? He wants you to go so that you wear one of those medieval Renaissance costumes yourself. You know, the one that packs the girls together and jacks them up out there. That's what he wants. That's what he's looking for. So, Jenny?
What did they call them back in those days? Comely wenches?
Yes, probably so. Probably so. All right, so let's go on to the next letter. Kyle writes us, this actually is a pretty good letter. Kyle writes, I just had a job interview for a job that I really, really want, but after the questions they asked me, I'm not so sure. He said the first question was, describe your favorite movie in 14 words or less. And you had to do it in your head. No pen, no paper. So I was literally counting the words on my fingers like an idiot. Kyle, you're not getting the job. Then when they asked me how I'd get a client from the airport to the office if they were flying into town to visit the company, huh? And the interview actually got worse from there. Okay. Neither question had anything to do with my ability to do the job. I guess maybe the movie one could test creative thinking in a tight spot, but still, I just felt like it was a way to make me feel stupid. They are testing your ability to think. They're testing your ability to be able to think on the spot and on your feet, my friend.
I suppose, though, if you suggest that your favorite movie is Animal House or Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure or Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, you probably wouldn't get the job either, right?
Yeah, well, you know, it's like describe your favorite movie in a few words or less. Guess what I am now? I'm a zit.
Get it?
Get it? Okay, that may be a no. They're trying to decide if you are advancement material. If they have my brother-in-law went on a really good interview with a big chain down in Florida, and he said the interview went awesome. Everything went great, and they invited him to lunch. Unfortunately, he made the assumption that once he stepped out of the office environment, the interview was over. No, the interview, as long as you're in front of your...
Four martinis and started telling off-color jokes, or what?
There once was a guy from... No. They asked him, they said, listen, you're going to be in management. Do you think management should be required to adhere to the one-hour lunch break?
Yes.
He's like, no. No, management comes in early. You stay late. You should not adhere to the one-hour lunch break. If you have something that needs to be done, as long as it's absolutely, he said, as long as you're not abusing it and you're at, you know, that kind of, he said,
that
but absolutely
reasonable.
Yeah, but wrong. This was a company where you do it by the rules only.
Well, who would want to work there?
Well, he did. There's a lot of people in the area that wanted to work there. They are a company that they're kind of like the military. They break you. They destroy your soul only to build you up in their image. That's exactly how it begins.
Sort of like this school in Colorado. I want to talk about this on feedback today. The little girl who shaved her
head. Yes, I think you and I are probably going to agree, which is an unusual circumstance, but it does happen occasionally. Yeah, when you read that story, I was very upset.
Trying to jam everyone into one square.
Mm-hmm.
Hole, you know, it's like, give me a break.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. All right, WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Tom, have we done a good enough job answering the questions of the people that
I
are
suppose.
Listening?
I suppose, and if anybody takes advice from us, they're out of their minds anyway. So,
Oh, well, good for you to have a lot of respect for our listeners. That's awesome.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Oh, great. Spring break again. All the barely legal co-eds flock to the beach with their stepdad's money in hopes of being cast in a Girls Gone Wild DVD. I used to have a beach body. Now, after a string of bad relationships followed by Haagen-Dazs binges, I don't even shower at home anymore without wearing a onesie. Just take a look at that sorority girl flashing her perky tatas for horny strangers. I can only imagine what she'll look like in the future. Leathery skin from over-tanning. And if she keeps pounding beers like that, her cute little dolphin tat is going to expand into Orca the Killer Whale. Oh, actually, why not let them sow their wild oats? It's only a matter of time before these girls settle down and meet the man who their kids will be spending alternating weekends with.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Rush Limbaugh. Weekdays at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.